Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. Here's what's in queue on the show today. A few current hits from Nigeria, Tanzania, and Somalia. Music by young Kenyan pop singer Ruguru, and also an interview with her by reporter Bill Odidi. A hit song from Northern Cameroon by Aisha Fadila that I talk about with reporter Mohamed Kautal, who is on the ground there in Douala. A brand new single by Malian singer Rokia Kone, who performed at the 2021 WOMAD Festival. And finally, you are going to listen to a lot of choppy Timbila music. I caught up with Timbila master Machume Zango by phone to see what he has been doing and how he's been keeping himself busy producing a delightful new project between Mozambique and Zimbabwe. So we'll listen to some tracks from that work, get his insight into it, and into the Timbila itself, which is a choppy xylophone. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm going to start us out in Somalia with this song by Nimco Happy that was released in 2017, but is just now blowing up on TikTok. If you look it up, Issa Nafta, that's Issanafta. It has 114 million views. So many clips have been made of people singing along to the chorus, which switches between Somali, English, Arabic, and Swahili, and she just keeps singing, "I love you," in those languages. "I love you," she sings, "more than my life."
I love you more than my life. And I hate back, yeah, habibi. Nakupenda mi msana. ujeedada caashaqay ogsoono inaan ku jecelahay and I love you more than my life ana xibbak ya habibi nakubenda mimsana ujeedada caashaqay.
Yeah, all right, that was Happy Nimco with EC Nafta. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I've got two more tunes for you coming up. This next one is by Rayvanny from Tanzania, followed by Mayor Kun and Victoni with Holy Father from Nigeria.
My Genevieve, my coconut from Brazil. Yeah, I used to dream about you, now everything is real. Yeah, you cool my temper, baby, every time we chill. Girl, you're my poison. Exultant to lose busme. Yaga 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 yota nipe. Ile mi uno bene baka nipe. Rumba! Exultant to lose busme. Yaga 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 yota nipe. Ile mi uno bene baka nipe. Rumba!
That was Rayvanny from Tanzania. Now we are going to Nigeria. Here's Holy Father.
Holy Father, screaming my Lady Gaga. She got me in my feelings. I'll be yada. Father's got enough feeding. Holy Father, my Holy Father.
number, what the number, say what number, yeah, Jenko no. Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right. Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? I'm going to play a bit of this song from Northern Cameroon. It's called Tu es mon ventilateur, and it's by Aisha Fadila. Then I'm going to have you listen to a phone conversation with a music journalist who's familiar with it. The song is in French, so he explains the details of the song and how it's launched the singer's career in recent months and has also become a real source of pride for her community and for the Sahelian people. Hello, Mohammed.
Oui.
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi.
All right, first, can you tell me your full name and where you work and what you do?
My full name is Mohammed. May they know me with the name of Mohammed Kautal Nakowa.
Okay.
I am a journalist, and then I'm working with Hausa 7 Red TV, and then with Dash Media Radio and TV, Douala.
What's the name of your program?
The name of my program, Le Sahel chez vous, the Sahelia at your home.
Oh.
I'm talking about our culture, about our music, and then it's in Hausa and Fulfulde and English and French language, different Sahelian language.
Welcome to Music Time in Africa.
Yeah.
I want to spend a moment talking about the song by Aisha Fadila, Tu es mon ventilateur. Since I do research every week on African music, I'm always on YouTube and I sometimes get on TikTok, and I noticed this music video was trending in Africa and on TikTok all over the world. And I love it. So I want you to break it down for me. Tell me about why it is so popular, where you are, what happened to the song, and a little bit about Aisha. But let's listen to a few minutes of it first.
All right, let's go. All right.
Okay, so I speak French, but most of our listeners do not. So will you explain what the major message is of this song, first of all?
The major message is what we are in Africa and in the north of Cameroon, because she's talking about school, about our children, that they are not going to school. And then they are only at home, special women, that is our girls.
Okay, I see. And what does Tu es mon ventilateur mean?
Mon ventilateur means my, that is, you know, in Africa, it is climate hot. As climate is hot, at every moment when you enter, at every home, you can meet what they call ventilateur.
A fan.
I don't know in English.
It's a fan.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, fine.
All right.
Okay, The problem that she's talking to the son, and then it's a life problem that she have got her. And then she's talking about our children, our Sahelian girls, that they are not going to school. And they cannot understand why is going at the town when they come from the village. And then the history is that, the story is that when she left the village to the town, wherever she wants to go, she has to read to know how to read. Mm-hmm. It's the problem that she has to read to know this is left and right, and this street, they are calling this street the name of the street.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then when she went somewhere, she wanted to go to the toilet, because when you need to go to the toilet, you can come there and pay to enter to do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So she lived there. They wrote a men's toilet and women's toilet.
She goes into the men's restroom instead of the women's and gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm. She got trouble with the person that is the one who take care for the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
She asked the man, what is wrong? Said that you cannot read. This is a man's way. It's not a woman's way. And then she said that she cannot leave this problem, because this man wanted to get a problem with her, because she cannot understand why the man will say that this toilet is for men.
Right.
For
women. Well,
mm-hmm. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's so funny. And there are several of these little vignettes where she makes common mistakes because she can't read.
And then what she have done when she have come to the town, she bought phones. She don't know how to use it. And then she don't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. She entered to WhatsApp. She got a boyfriend who like her,
mm-hmm.
out of the country. The boyfriend called her and wrote to her. She wanted to speak with him, but she cannot write. So that she go back home, she give her sister, but the sister have gone to school.
Right.
The sister have learned, she have gone to school. The sister take the phone and read it and told her that this is what the man wanted you to do. What is funny is that the man sent her money to tell her that she wanted her to come where he is, maybe in Europe or in America, something like that. And then he sent her money to go and do passport,
mm-hmm.
because he wanted her to come. She went to the market. She went to the market to buy what they call pastel in French.
Which is what? It's watermelon.
As a melon, yeah, as pastel and passport, you know, in French, when they say passport, is a passport.
Right.
And then watermelon is pastel. What is it? Was funny. That sound.
So she spent all of his money buying watermelon for everybody when it was supposed to be.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
So in the end, she returns back to her village. And she's telling everyone these stories, and people are laughing, and it's adorable.
Yeah.
But the message is nice. It's a good message underneath, saying Cameroon, to make Cameroon better, we need to educate our children, especially girls.
Yeah. We have this problem in North Cameroon, Marwa, Garwa, in the village, mm-hmm. the village. Children, they are not going to school, and then we need this type of music. That is why the music is popular. Because she's saying what we are looking, what we are inside, and we know. Yeah.
So the music, it came out, it looks like on YouTube only in February. Mm-hmm. Well, that's been almost a year now. But then it blew up on TikTok as well. Can you explain that?
Even her, she don't understand, because when she do this music, she cannot know that the thing will go ahead like that. That is, people will take it at TikTok, YouTube. But she's funny. And then the way she's talking about the story, that is making people to know, to like it,
mm-hmm.
is why, even, let me tell you something, there is awards, Canal 2 awards, she passed through that award, because, and then what she's doing, since she start music, she don't have no producer.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying by herself. She don't have no producer. But as this sound come out, some people call her and then wanted to work with her. You see?
That's great. It has launched her professional music career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm sorry for my English, because, you know, I'm French speaking, but I tried. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mohammed.
Les gens qui écoutent, fréquentons enseignants.
All right, and the song ends there with the words, people who are listening, go to school. People who are listening, go to school. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You are listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, we are going to go back to East Africa right now with Diamond Platnumz, but also West, because it's featuring Rima from Nigeria. This is a brand new single. It's called Gimme.
I want to tell you a story, story, story. Drama by Okulole. I want to tell you a story, story, story. My dear friends, that's why nobody hold you. Only, only, only. I've been messing around with men and money.
Nairobi now and meet Ruguru.
Greetings to you, Heather Maxwell, and greetings to you wherever you're listening to Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and I'm delighted to introduce another super talented young Kenyan singer songwriter. Her name is Ruguru.
My name is Ruguru. I'm a Kenyan musician. I'm 21. I love singing. I love making music. I'm really, really blessed to have had music teachers that helped me develop my talent. In those formative years of mine, when I was growing up, I participated a lot in music in school as well, as my parents encouraging me to pursue music and to sing.
Got signed on to a major recording deal. How did that happen?
I had released a single, it's called Nakupenda Lakini, and it was doing really well because one of my uncles had heard the song. He was like, let's just see what will happen. Let me send it to Ike, now the head of the label. Let's see whether he's going to like it. So I did like a few songs for them, and they were just like, okay. She's good enough.
Be the best, put it to the test. Boogie all around, we gonna put them all to rest. Go down, 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 pin it to your chest. Get that we the best, no love.
So No Love, at what point of your career did you do this?
No Love was made towards the end of last year now. We made No Love. It was released in January. The music video came out January. Such a nice song. It will get you dancing. It will get you in the mood to just be free and just like feel like you're that person. Like, I'm that person. I'm amazing.
These are all different singles. Is there going to be an album, an EP, or what's the ultimate goal?
Yes, there's going to be a project that I'm releasing hopefully by the end of the year that will have No Love, Blessings, Crazy, and a few other songs that are also, they have my heart. It's going to have love songs. It's going to have crazy type of songs and No Love type of songs, fun songs, songs that will make you want to dance or cry or sing your heart out.
Outfit on trip, yes, we keep it real.
So let's finally speak about this new single. Tell us about it.
Crazy is a song to make you remember that one person that made you feel some type of way, that made you feel like you're crazy. A situation where this woman, for example, knows that their partner is cheating on them, but they're trying to confront their partner. Their partner is saying, ah, you're crazy, what do you mean? So now it gets to the point where you're like, is it me? Am I actually crazy? Are they saying the truth?
So introduce the song then.
Okay, guys, this song that's going to come up is called Crazy. It's by Rugoro.
Smooth voice of Ruguru on Music Time in Africa. I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more from her in the days to come. It's so amazing to see the new generation of artists emerging, not just from Kenya, but from around Africa. They really are seizing the moment. Right now, that's just about all you'll hear from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi. I'll hand you right back to the ever cheerful Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, I'm glad to know that I am ever cheerful. Thank you, Bill and Ruguru. Hey, guys, this is Heather Maxwell. You are listening to Music Time in Africa. We're about at half past the hour. We're moving into mostly traditional, new, but still traditional music, more organic live band sounds. And we're going to start with one song by Matume Zango, who I will call a little bit later in the show. You're going to hear from him. And then we'll go to a singer in Mali, Rokia Kone, who actually performed this past week at the WOMAD Festival, which took place from November 11th to the 14th in La Palma, the Canary Islands. And then we'll round out with some more current Afro beats. So here we go. This one is called Shitende by Matume Zongo.
Yeah. Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
That was Rokia Kone from Mali and featuring Jackknife Lee, a single from 2021. Hey guys, this is Heather. Now, are you ready to meet Machu Mezongo? He is a master Chopi Timbilo player from Mozambique. Fortunately for us, he speaks English. So I'm going to call him up and see what he's up to. And if he can give us... So I'm going to call him up and see what he has been up to musically lately. Hello, Machume.
Hi, Ada.
Welcome back to Music Time in Africa.
Yeah, finally.
So let's talk about your new music.
Cool.
I'm going to play one piece for about 1 minute, and then I'll Yeah, and then I'll get back to you, and I'll ask you a few questions about it.
Okay, no problem.
Yes. Here we go. Thank you. All right, Machume, this is awesome. So what is the title of this particular song and when was it recorded?
So this song, the title is Chiminyeto.
Okay.
Chiminyeto, it means when you are eating the food and then it just rests a little bit of the food in the plate, you know. It's what we call Chiminyeto because these songs, we're inviting a lot of families and specifically the agriculture people to come and then joining. Mm-hmm. And you invite your friends around or your neighbors to join and then eating that food together.
I see. So you mean when there's a little bit left, that little bit left, yes, on the plate is what you're saying, here, come, there's a little left, come and enjoy.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so this is a beautiful groove. You're right, it really is a groove tune. I just love it. Who is playing on it and when did you record this?
This song, it was a project I supposed to collaborate with Zimbabwe before the COVID time.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't manage to make it physical. No, it was a virtual collaboration. Mm-hmm. So the local musicians in Mozambique, it was Gibra on the drums, Nelton on the bass, Livio on the keyboards, and then Bella Zango on the voice, and me on a timbila and the percussion. And Frank, the guitar player, is from Zimbabwe, from Harare, but is basically in Johannesburg. So we did kind of a virtual residency, so we built more than 6 songs. And this was one of the songs. And it was beginning of this year in January and February.
Okay. The background vocals reminded me a lot of Zimbabwe, specifically the late Alifer Mtukudzi's background vocalist. The lines, it sounds, yeah, it sounds like them.
Yeah, because my focus was more to mix the Sungura music and the Chop music.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. We've got 45 seconds. Listen to the end and then I'll come back to you. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I am on the phone with Machume Zongo, the composer and timbila player on this track, and he is right now in Maputo. That was such a nice song, Machume.
Thank you.
Yeah. Earlier in the show, yeah, I played another one, and I promised our listeners that I would ask you about it because I don't know much about it. It's the other one you sent me called Shitende.
That was a collaboration 2 years ago with the singer from South Africa. She's the Xhosa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So from Western Cape, she used to be my student when I was teaching in the university. So what we did there was to mix the Shitende. Mm-hmm. The Shitende is like a birimbau. That song talks about, let's come together, let's play together, let's... It was played on the plantation of sugarcane, you know?
Mm, okay. Question about the role of the Chopi Timbila, which is what you do, and you're a builder, and you're an educator, and you're a master player. So in 2008, the Chopi Timbila was inscribed on UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage. I was wondering how that affects your life.
It made a lot of open doors.
Okay.
Because so many people wanted to come and start about it. And also many universities outside of Mozambique, mm-hmm, like in Portugal, they wanted to have amateur orchestra. So we had more people looking for the chop music, you know, because when UNESCO declared it, it means that it don't need to play just by the CHOP people. Can everyone can play? You know.
So, I see. Right.
That was good.
It opened.
Yeah.
So it opened the world to knowing the CHOPi Timbira more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, traditional, the urban, and then the electronic, and even contemporary way to play. Now there's a people that are not choppy, but they play on the contemporary way. So it's still okay. So that's the idea, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm fascinated with timbila as well as the xylophones in general. I even wrote my master's thesis when I was in graduate school on the Malian xylophone called the balafon. And
yeah,
I love it. I love playing it. I love the sound of it. I love the feeling of it. When it vibrates, you know, you can feel it in your body almost. I was reading about it, and it says that there's a certain tree wood that you all use there to make that instrument. In English, it's called sneezewort.
We have here, and it's called mwenje.
Is that at risk of disappearing, or do you have that tree still in a big supply?
I think it will disappear because people, they are using this tree to make, how you say, the carbon for cooking.
Charcoal.
I think this will be one of the reasons it will make this tree disappear. But we are making kind of studies with some biologic laboratories to find a way to protect those places where you can even see the young trees of mwenje. But people, they don't know exactly that that is a tree of the timbila. They don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, there's a movement of planting the trees for the new generation, next generation. There's a kind of movement about that. I'm also involving with some friends, yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear. All right. Thank you so much, Machume. Thank you.
Thank you, Ada. And let's keep in touch. And please play more our music. It's good to let the world know about what's going on with the CHOP music now.
I sure will. Before we say goodbye, Machume, you mentioned to me about some people using the CHOPi Timbila in electronic styles. Do you have any examples of that?
Yes, I have some examples of that on this project that I'm working with Frank from Zimbabwe. We decided to replace a lot of instruments with a DJ, you know, so to bring a DJ inside of the timbila. Because, you know, timbila is already like electronic sound, so it works very well. I myself, I already did a lot of electronic projects with timbila in Austria, in Europe, with some DJs and trombone player. So I have experience of it, and I will send you some links that you can listen the song.
Thank you. You send it to me if you can. Do it right now, and maybe even by the time this show is almost finished, I can get that track on here for everybody listening so they can hear this other kind of timbila.
Yeah.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing? I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Machume Zongo and his music. I'm going to try to find that tune that we just talked about. But in the meantime, let's get back to some Afrobeats 2021. Here is Tems with Found.
People always trying to get involved. I feel like I'm dumb and don't know where to run. People always trying to take a bite out of my mind. If you need a fight, maybe we could start.
out of hand. No more distance, let's just dance. My manners won't take advantage. Trust I can manage that. Can you picture that?
That was Thames, and it was featuring Brent Faiyaz. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We've got time for one more tune, and guess what? You know, I just had that conversation with Matume Zongo on the phone just a few minutes ago. He shot me the audio of that song that he was talking about, which is Timbila Electronic. Here it is.
I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah, all right. And with that cool electronic Chopi Timbila tune by Machume Zango, also with Frank Mavimira and special guest Bella Zango, that comes off of his One Country project, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I cannot wait to meet you again next weekend. Also, a big thanks to Mohamed Katal from Cameroon for talking with me about the song Tu es mon ventileur, and to Bill Odidi and Ruguru for their interview from Kenya, and finally to Machume Zongo for that interview direct from Mozambique. You can listen to this program live on Saturdays and Sundays on FM and shortwave radio. You can also catch it online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Don't forget also you can get on YouTube and watch many, many of the feature stories that you hear on the radio, but some are not even on the radio, but they're additional Music Time in Africa videos. You can get on YouTube, that's Music Time in Africa. Get on my Facebook page, Instagram, MTIA Maxwell, or Twitter. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.